Hi, I'm Simone Maben, a physician, a graduate of the Air Force Academy, a professional athlete, and a certified personal trainer. This is a podcast about living a healthy, fit, and balanced life 365 days a year. Given the popularity of social media these days, I'm really concerned about the information out there that's coming from uncredible sources. The medical, health, and fitness topics we all are interested in should really come from sources you know you can trust in, but how do we know that that information is accurate? In my research, I came upon an article by Dr. Catherine Barnett. She's a family medicine doctor in Boston, and she published an article in the journal Global Advances in Health and Medicine. And she wrote, "Physicians and healthcare providers are more likely to provide nutrition and weight loss counseling to patients in ways more congruent with their own life experiences rather than through their medical education." I found this shocking, concerning, confusing, and I thought we should go into this a little bit more. Today's episode will be broken into three parts. First, I'll discuss physician credibility when talking to patients about weight loss, and then personal trainer's credibility when talking to clients about their fitness goals. And finally, I'll give you some tips to help find credible help for both. Current studies show that the obesity rates are still really high from when the epidemic started. Adults are now at a rate about 37.2%, whereas in children, it's one in every three are affected. And physicians aren't immune. About 23% of physicians are considered obese. And I think one of the reasons this is because physicians aren't taught a lot about what it takes to lose weight in medical school. So they don't have the background knowledge. I think I had one 45-minute lecture when I was in medical school. And other than that, I don't really recall it learning anything to give my patients that information. I rely a lot on my personal training background and my personal interests to advise my personal patients. But I don't know how other physicians would be comfortable talking about this information. I know in my subspecialty training, I get 4 years of training, and sometimes I struggle to discuss specific topics. So I think it's a lot to ask physicians to discuss something they're not trained to do. On top of that, I think they're going to be insecure discussing this topic. If you're not really strong in the information that a patient needs, it doesn't come across well. I think Dr. Barnett's paper addresses that issue, where she specifically addressed that physicians are relying on information they learn through their personal life to advise patients. And I personally don't want personal advice in a medical appointment, but that's just me. I don't think that physicians have the credibility when they're not walking the talk. I mean, we're all humans and that's what we see. We want to see people doing the things we're getting advice on. And if they're not living that healthy life and if their weight is not at goal, whatever you're saying to that patient is not going to be convincing. And I think that patients are looking for that credibility factor because it's a very scary topic, the things that obesity are affecting these days. And we need credible information to finally make a change in what is going on in the world right now with the obesity problems. And so this patient that couldn't lose weight finally abandons that doctor that couldn't help them and hires a personal trainer. And this is great. This is somebody that can help them finally. And that goes well until finally the patient gets an injury or they're not losing weight or something else catastrophic happens. This usually occurs for one of two reasons. Either one, that personal trainer doesn't have a legit certification, or two, they're a self-proclaimed personal trainer. In the first situation, let's just recognize there's 3 to 4 major certification agencies out there that would be considered legitimate. It says that this personal trainer has a basic knowledge of anatomy, physiology, how to do exercises appropriately, how to adjust them for people that have special needs, how to do program planning of the exercises, and how to do nutrition planning for very basic needs. My specific personal training certification is through the National Strength and Conditioning Association, and the general philosophy of that one is to focus on performance building and athleticism, functional training, and I think we can help a lot of people from a lot of different backgrounds, but even my certification is a little bit different than the other ones. And so it's important to recognize there's differences in these and that we take special tests, and if you don't pass, you can't get certified, and the standards are high. Whereas some of the other ones, there's hundreds online. You just pay money, you get a certificate, maybe take tests, you don't have to pass them. The standards are very low. So clearly there's a difference in the knowledge base that these people have, and they may or may not be able to help you and may hurt you more. Now, the people I think hurt you the most are these self-proclaimed personal trainers. Likely what happens is you see them on social media somewhere, you see them in the gym, and you're just going by their physique alone. They look really good. They can help me. Let me ask. Well, what should happen is they say, "Oh man, I'm not a personal trainer. I can't help you. Let me give you the name of somebody that can." What usually happens is they just take you on and they want to take your money. Legitimately, this happened to me. I knew a guy that always got compliments from people, and people wanted to pay him money. And he admitted to me he would just take it because, well, they're going to give it to me anyway. He just wanted the cash. And you know what happened is I did the nutrition planning because he didn't feel comfortable with that. I charged a separate fee, and I admitted that I was doing that because, I'm not going to help somebody, not be honest with clients. But, it's just scary to think that these people can get money and people believe them because of how they look. But just recognize these people know one body. They know their own, and they don't know how to do program planning and adjust to yours. They do not have the credentials, so they should not get your money. Do not waste your money on somebody that cannot prove to you they have legitimate credentials, and look up those credentials and see what it takes to become certified. I've touched on the technical part of finding somebody credible to help you with your fitness goals, but it's more complex than that. You have to find somebody that's comfortable with your medical history, injuries, any surgeries you've had, and sometimes the person you're thinking of hiring actually hasn't helped somebody like you. And granted, nobody's exactly like you, but there are some specific questions you can ask medical providers or even your personal trainer about their past to help you decide if they're worthy of your dollar. After all, you're hiring this person because you want them to know more than you, and you want to be successful because you're investing this money. One of the biggest reasons I hear that somebody doesn't hire somebody to help them is because of the money. And we're not even going to address that today because that's a whole nother topic. And honestly, at this point, if you don't want to pay, you don't want to pay. I mean, what's the point of listening to me convincing you to pay something? But once you've decided to invest in the money, pick the right person. You need to have somebody that can answer your specific questions about reaching your goals. And if they can't help you, then you look for the next person. Now, where do you look? I think the best place you can look is to a friend or a colleague or a coworker that has had success. Word of mouth is the best way to find help in this industry. The reason I say that is because when you do searches on the internet, there's a lot of tricks of the trade in any industry, not just fitness, but to raise the ratings of a lot of people. And a lot of times, patients or clients are incentivized to give positive reviews, and then that would maybe inappropriately raise them higher in the search engines or give them 5 stars out of 5 stars in some particular rating. And I have found from my personal experience some of the best trainers out there do not even have a website, much less are they incentivizing people to go rate them well. So word of mouth has been the best way to find someone, and then just patiently wait to get responses for them on your questions. I personally watched my professional fitness coach for about a year. I watched the athletes that they put on stage. I watched how they performed. I talked to them at competitions. And then I made my decision to spend the little money that I had at that time to invest in a professional trainer. And it was the best decision I made. But at the same time, I just took my time. And I don't think there's any rush to find that person. It's taken years to get them anyway. So why rush? Just take your time, do the research, talk to people that know more about that person than you currently do. Now, I'm going to round off the episode by giving you some real life examples of people out there that can help very specific populations or Maybe not based on their credibility. So the first one I'll bring up is a very well-known professional in the fitness industry. His name is Brett Contreras. And Brett Contreras has a PhD in sports science. He's a certified strength and conditioning specialist through the same association I'm through, the National Strength and Conditioning Association. And Brett Contreras is known as probably the expert in building glutes in the United States, if not the world. I personally follow him. I personally do his exercises. I have a lot of respect for him, and I think he has a lot to offer the industry in terms of this specific area. But in this case, this person with the same certification as I has a very specific interest, and he's doing very well at this. So if a person is specifically looking for another area of concern, would he be the right person to hire for this? I would say no. I'm sure he's very talented a lot of areas, but the point is he has a very specific area of interest that would be perfect for you to hire him for. The next example I bring up is a self-proclaimed personal trainer on social media, on Instagram, which has a website, various platforms out there. And her name is Ansley Rodriguez. She has 1.7 million followers on Instagram. And including me, I follow her. I think she has a lot of very good tips. I like her images. I like her attitude. There's a lot of positive things to say about her. The things that I'm concerned about is the services that she provides without credentials. She might have them, but they're not public. And usually, credentials are public if you have them. So when I look at the Instagram, when I go to her website, I see that there's a lot of things she sells for health and fitness, including books and services. But I don't see credentials. So this would be a person that I would say can help a lot of people in general, but there may be some people that don't get results because she literally knows her body and she knows herself and she doesn't have credibility in helping people with very specific ailments. And so if you have these specific ailments and you don't have a body shape like her or a metabolism like her or digest food like her, things may not work just like her. And so then finally, I don't want to bring up a specific person because I honestly couldn't think of a positive person in this light. So I obviously don't want to get, in trouble or I don't want to embarrass anyone. But I was trying to think of a really good bodybuilding coach that has a lot of credentials that I really respect in an area that I lived in recently. And I can think of a lot of people that have a lot of clients and they pay a lot of money to help them. But I can't think of any credentials that they have and which really separates them. And again, this goes to the one guy I talked about that was well known in the gym and would charge people just because he walked around with that bodybuilding shape and people wanted to pay him. I can think of coaches and judges, specifically within the bodybuilding industry, that don't know anything about fitness, that because they're a judge in a specific federation are charging people to train them. I think some of this may be political, and I don't want to get too much into that now. I think I have like 19 episodes to do on bodybuilding based on the feedback I received, but I really am concerned about the number of specific bodybuilding coaches that lack credentials. There's several other people that are very smart in other areas of their life and have specific training in some type of medical field, but they aren't certified to help with health and fitness. Yet they're very comfortable calling themselves a coach and asking for money and taking it. And I would be very wary of those people. I think there are very good uncredentialed people out there. Do not get me wrong. I could list some names for you, but I think the majority of them are only going to hurt us. And so those are just a few examples of people I can think of, good and bad, that have a lot of positives, but just more reason for you to think very carefully at the person that you're hiring to help you reach your goals. Thanks for listening to this show on how to live a healthy, fit, and balanced life 365 days a year. These opinions do not represent my employer or any associated partnerships. None of my opinions should be considered medical advice.